pictures when I was a lad. Those were the greatest days of all.
My name is Liam Williams, and in the first series of this programme, I considered how my teenage years spent in a Leeds suburb shaped my laddish identity. In this series, I reflect on my time spent in a crucible of a more elitist laddishness, Cambridge University. Fasten your seatbelt, listener, lest you suffer some serious socio-political whiplash. Now 2 months into the second year of my university tenure, I had changed inordinately. Not only was I slightly misusing words such as tenure and inordinately to try to look clever, I was feeling more sure of myself. I had friends.
Hey Liam, would you mind doing my washing for me? I have a cough.
Sure thing, friend.
I was learning to look after myself.
Hey Liam, what are you making?
Just some pasta with salt and ketchup.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah. Got any pasta I can have?
And I was thriving academically.
Liam, this essay is acceptable.
I was beginning to have it all worked out. I felt comfortable socially, and nothing, but nothing, was going to change that.
Liam, why are you on Facebook, man?
What was Facebook?
Of course, we all now know of Facebook or the Zuckerbergian singularity, so I'll spare you the full extent of Aftab's explanation.
And our girls and stuff, and everyone's on there.
Well, so is it like MySpace?
MySpace? Come on, it's not 2006.
It was 2007.
All right, I'll get on there.
So I did. I set up my Facebook profile. I told it everything about me. My religion. Atheist. Capital letters in case anybody dared think otherwise. My political views. Libertarian, which I assumed to mean very liberal. What I was looking for. Friendship, dating, a relationship, random play. Whatever I can get. And networking. Finally, I selected my profile picture. A photo Aftab had taken of me in my Che Guevara hoodie, flicking the V's at the camera for no reason. And I sat back to admire my digital handiwork. Liam Williams, zero friends.
You have one new friend request.
Of course, Facebook didn't make audible announcements like this, but it makes for better radio. Soon, I was friends with Aftab Dewan, Jen Trinton, Ollie Creek, Laju Abaya, Sally Pops, Ben Flogg, Timothy Cogdon-Wyck, and Emily Phoebes, some of whom I'd even met in real life. I sat transfixed by a kaleidoscopic rush of identities. Muslim, Christian, atheist, gay, straight, bi, and that was just Johnny Iqbal, a very versatile guy. I had an essay to do. I probably had about 6 essays to do because the workload was intense and I was always behind. But I was not doing them. I was looking at photos of other people on Facebook. There was everybody, getting to know each other, getting real close, arm in arm, cheek to cheek, cherry VK to cherry VK, destiny to destiny. And here was I, sitting in a chair, in my room, alone, refreshing my Facebook feed and observing people do more interesting things that I could never be part of. Of particular intrigue to me was the poetry scene, and in particular, a student poet called Laurie MacLeod, who ran a poetry Facebook group where she posted poems. But not like old shit poems that are impossible to understand, but like modern brilliant poems which are impossible to understand. But mainly, to be honest, it was the scenes of hedonism, so lacking from my pints and pool in the college bar routine, that I most coveted. And the dominant theme of this social covetousness, the snagging leitmotif, was a tie. A pink tie that I saw multiple men, well not men, but lads really, wearing. A bright, almost luminescent pink tie across several photo albums. Always striking specimens, these lads. Tall or well-built, good-looking some of them. Girls pecking the guy on the cheek faux demurely while he grins lasciviously, one or two girls even kissing the tie. What kind of sorcery was this? What sort of a man was I to be festering in my own lassitude while others were really living? I raised the matter with Aftab one evening over dinner in the college's Great Hall, which to my mind should have been called the Grandiloquent Hall.
Oh, you mean the Bacchanalians? They're a secret drinking society. Everyone knows about it.
But wait, what do they... Like, how... When? I don't know what to ask.
Well, definitely not how or when, but we get the point.
The Bacchanalians are a drinking society. Every college has 2, one male, one female. And they go out on swaps with societies of the opposite gender, which is basically like a dinner where you get really lashed and like do mad shit like stand on the table or like pull a Mooney or stand on the table.
So what's the deal with the pink ties?
Oh, that's the uniform. I heard that girls sleep with the Bacchanalians just to get the tie.
Why would a girl want a tie?
As like a trophy, to prove she slept with a Bacchanalian.
So how do you join the Bacchanalians?
Well, you don't just join. you get picked.
How do you get picked?
Well, going to public school does help, to be fair. I've actually got a pretty good connection going with a guy who was in the year above me at school called Roland Eppingham Eppingham, can't remember his surname, who says he's going to get me in for a swap next time there's a dropout.
God, it's all a stitch-up, innit?
Man, yeah. Who would have expected a regressive Cambridge University boys' club to be such a closed shop?
So if you don't have a school connection, the only way to get in is to impress the senior members.
When you say senior?
Age 19 and above.
Right. And how are you supposed to impress them? Just like, buy a Jack Wills shirt and a pair of chinos and boat shoes and sweep your hair across like a minor royal and walk around with sunglasses on inside the club saying like, mate, look at that bird's ass. Bet you 50 quid I can get her to suck me off behind the punting shed.
Yeah.
Right. These shirts are all so expensive.
Yeah, that's the point.
You think they let you buy stuff on credit?
No, this is a prestige brand. The look says, I don't need credit.
Sure, sure. Lend us 70 quid for a shirt, will you?
Man, you better pay us back.
I don't remember if I ever did. Anyway, he's on 80k a year now, so it's fine.
All right, how do I look?
You look like someone who's spending the summer in the south of France before beginning an internship at an oil company in September.
I'm the first of four empty marriages the following spring.
So what time do you want to get the bus into town tonight? The Bacchanalians will all be at Club Elysium, right?
Actually, mate, I'm going to be heading in a little earlier. The Bacchanalians have asked me to join them for dinner because Roland Eppingham Eppingham has just found out he's a Viscount, so he can't make it.
All right. That's great, man.
Yeah, we're going for curry with the St. Chadbert's cherries. Should be good chat.
Oh, well, you know, actually, I was just going to go to this poetry thing that I saw on Facebook anyway, so Laurie MacLeod is reading. She's pretty cool.
Well, don't tell any of the Bacchanalians who went to a poetry night. I'll see you in Elysium, yeah?
Yeah. See you in Elysium.
But first, I headed to the poetry night.
I undid your love, picked at it, and spoiled it, like a kid spoiling its favourite toy. It's hard now that love is a political game. And one man's love is another man's submission. My heart, that muddy polar bear, now finds it must swim further and further every year. Thank you.
Gold line's gonna tell me where the light is.
Perhaps walking away from the reading, the poem's themes should have given me pause, but if anything, they just put me in the mood for a very big sesh. And who was waiting at the bus stop but Laurie MacLeod? Nobody was waiting but Laurie MacLeod. It was Laurie MacLeod. We are talking low-cut Dr. Martens like your cousin who goes to art school, skinny black jeans like someone from The Strokes or The Vines or The Horrors or The Yeah Yeah Yeahs or one of the other 784,000 post-punk revival bands that somehow managed to be simultaneously commercially successful at that time, a duffel coat like Paddington or Jonathan Creek, big old bangs like Alexa Chung, and a pleasing, slightly large featured face like nobody I'd ever seen before. I followed her onto the bus, because I needed to get on it too, not because I was a creep. I mean, I am a creep, but did just need to get onto the bus. She got onto the bus, and then I also got onto the bus after that. She sat downstairs, and I sat opposite her, because there was some kind of yobbish clamour going on upstairs, and also because I am a creep. I wanted to speak to her, say to her, I like your poems, and your voice, and your clothes, and your face, and I don't really know you, but I'm lonely, and I just want to talk to you and be part of your world.
Nice shirt.
Oh, thanks. I'm wearing it, ironically.
All right. Why?
I'm going to a fancy dress party.
As what?
As a wanker.
Okay. Yeah, that's funny. Are you a student?
Yeah, at Hailston College. How about you?
Yeah, I'm at Regent's. I was just at Hailston.
Well, yeah, I mean, I actually just saw you reading. It was great, but I didn't want to bother you and seem like a creep, you know?
You don't seem like a creep.
Oh.
Teehee, she didn't realise I was a creep.
And thanks. I always get really nervous and self-conscious.
Oh, no, you didn't seem it. And I should know I'm an expert in feeling self-conscious.
Dicks. Oh, don't you hate drinking society, lads?
Oh, yeah. No, that's not my scene at all, that one. No.
It's cool that you're into poetry. So, who's your favourite poet?
Probably Shakespeare.
Oh, I haven't heard of him. What's your name?
Liam.
I'm Laurie.
Oh, good to meet you. Oh, yeah.
Hi. So, sorry, I'm going to get off before I get stampeded by these pricks, but add me on Facebook, yeah?
I fall in love too easily.
And with that, she stepped off the bus into the evening air. Away, away on the viewless wings of poesy, bound, I'm sure, for wine and cigarettes and tender night. Meanwhile, back in Me Town, things were getting rather less poetic as those rowdy lads came downstairs and were revealed to be wearing ties of a certain shade, brackets pink, and got off the bus at my stop, and I made a rather Janusian move.
Hey, excuse me, lads. You guys are Bacchanalians, right?
Yeah, but who are you, mate?
My name's Liam. I'm a fresher at Hailstone.
And did we see you chirping that hipster bird on the bus just now?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Very nice chat, mate. Mate, the chat's very nice.
I'm Grobbit, and this is Fox.
Grobbit is his surname, and Fox is my first name.
Facially, he looked like a stock photo good-looking guy who'd been hit in the face with a bat a few times. And the latter was exactly the same.
Oh, yeah. And you guys are Bacchanalians, right?
I'm the president, and Fox is the vice president.
Cool, cool.
Really good chat. Nice shirt, too, man. I've got three of those. What are you doing now?
Oh, I'm just gonna get lad it down to Elysium now.
Us too, mate! You want to come with?
Good chat, mate. Superb chat, my mate.
I was still in bed late the following afternoon, listening to Morning Birdsong on YouTube to help ease my anxiety, when Aftab burst in.
Hello, mate.
Don't you knock. I could have been wanking.
I assumed you would be. Epic night or what?
I don't remember a thing after Grobbit bought me that pint of sherry.
You better look at Facebook.
And so I did. And there I found that I had at last been tagged in some photos. Many photos. Photos in which I stood in proud camaraderie with the esteemed bantersmiths, necking bottles, beer, champagne, even water as a bit of self-irony. One of me and a girl, presumably one of the cherries, throwing gang signs to the camera with expressions which said, white middle-class people shouldn't be doing this. And the pièce de résistance. All the Bacchanalians and me and Aftab lined up on the steps outside the club in various postures, all of them affected and obnoxious like a smart casual Bullingdon club. And, as well as the photos, there was a new message.
Hugo Grobbit sent you a message.
Aftab and Liam, epic lash last night, from what I remember, ha ha. The photos certainly tell a story.
Yes, Grobbit, a very, very shit and boring story.
You guys put in some incredible chat. Our numbers are down this year, and what with many of the seniors graduating, and now with Roland Eppingham going off to concentrate on being a Viscount, we really need some new recruits. We're having our initiations tonight, and I'm delighted to invite you to be part of it. We're going to formal at Regent's College.
That's a formal dinner. Each college, two or three times per week, even more often at the richest ones, does a dinner in the Great Hall, which entails diners dressing formally, plus wearing gowns and sitting at long tables under vaulted ceilings and paintings of dead deans. It's just like being at Hogwarts, we'd all tee-hee, being as we were, overprivileged and juvenile morons.
If you can each pass the three challenges, booze, food and mystery, then you will be a Bacchanalian. Yours hungoverly... Grobbit.
Right, we need to get in shape for tonight.
Tonight? Shit. I haven't finished my essay.
When's it got to be in?
Tomorrow morning.
Well, go and do it now.
I can't. I haven't even finished reading the play.
What have you been doing all week?
Looking at Facebook is the answer there. Thinking.
Well, you can't miss the initiation, whatever happens.
Okay. I'll just do the essay when we get back from the initiation.
Good plan.
That is a good plan, isn't it?
It's a really good plan.
Definitely.
Definitely.
Ladies and gents, first of all, I just want to say thank you to the beautiful Regents girls for inviting us Bacchanalians to formal tonight. Now, I'm very excited that we have two new recruits with us this evening. There's Aftab down the front there next to the stunning Constance. I trust he's looking after you, Constance.
Oh, wonderfully!
And at the other end there, we have Liam, who's sitting next to the gorgeous Celine. How's Liam's chat, Celine?
Bad.
Now, one of these boys is about to have bestowed upon them the greatest honour a young Hailstone man can receive. And I'm not talking about a blozzer from Tabitha St. Clair. No. I'm talking, of course, about the much-coveted Bacchanalian tie. If, that is, they can pass three challenges. Challenge one is food. Eat this dessert in 1 minute.
That's too easy.
Without using your hands.
I did not expect a caveat like that.
So I did it. I whacked my hands down on the table and sunk my entire little face into the dessert, a kind of wet white cake, and munched and slurped it up like an insane dog.
Okay, everyone, okay. So, challenge number two is booze. Down a bottle of wine in under 1 minute.
Oh, shit!
Again, not using your hands!
Robert, you are killing me with these caveats!
I clamped the bottle between my teeth and reared my head back. It felt like my incisors would be ripped out of my gums as each glug relieved the pain only a little. The great whore lost its detail as I received my debauched libation. Sometime later, I staggered out into the great court. This was the first revolving court I had seen in Cambridge.
Right, Aftab, Liam, you are one step away from becoming Bacchanalians. That step is to secure these...
produces two pink ties
round the top of that statue.
It was hard to make out what the statue was, with it being dark in the courtyard and me being almost literally blind drunk, but it appeared to be some kind of lumpy ball with chains wrapped around it and a crude human head atop it. The ball balanced on a thin stalk and stood about 8 feet high.
Who wants to go first?
I will.
All right, Aftab. Good luck.
He made one cursory attempt to scale the structure and fell immediately onto his arse, exacting much laughter and failing right then to become the first non-white member of the Bacchanalians.
Aftab, I'm gutted for you, my friend. Now, can Liam do any better?
Up I went, climbing the big statue, like a blind squirrel climbing a big statue.
Oh my God! That statue's chat is wobbly, by which I mean it is wobbling a shit lot.
Yeah, mate, it's probably best to come down from there just before it falls over.
I'm coming in. Stop wanking.
I'm not wanking. What time is it?
6 p.m. What the hell are you listening to?
Nothing.
I've come to check on you. How are you feeling after your fall?
What fall?
Oh, mate. You better check Facebook.
So I did. No photo tag notifications. One new message.
Lads, epic night. Liam, you're a boss. Welcome to the fold. Everyone keep absolutely shtum about Liam's incident, by the way. The girls have promised to keep silent. They're good girls. So if we say nothing to anybody, we should all be right. No photos of the evening on Facebook.
What is he talking about? What incident?
The statue. You broke it.
What statue?
In the middle of Regent's Great Court. Do you not remember?
Oh, shit. Shit! I broke the statue. But we're not in trouble.
No, no. The Bacchanalians are calling you a hero. They're all calling you Breaker.
Breaker? What, just because I broke the statue?
Yeah, I mean, they have said they'll think of a cooler nickname, but it's that for now.
Right. So we're in the society.
Well, I'm not, because I fell off the statue. But I'm just pleased for you. Anyway, I thought I should come wake you up because you'll be needing to do your essay.
Oh, no! My essay! I'm screwed. Oh. Alright, I'm just going to email my tutor, tell him I'm ill, but I'll do it tonight. I'll pull an all-nighter and he'll... Whoa!
What?
I've got a Facebook message.
Wow.
From Laurie McLeod! She's invited me to a house party tonight. Oh, it'll be all the artsy left-wing crowd there.
Sounds shit. I don't want to go to that.
Well, luckily, you're not invited.
What about your essay?
The crowd at the party was not so much a crowd as a milieu, all semi-published novelists and discussions about death. I felt more than a little out of my depth.
Hey, Liam! Are you having a good time?
Oh, hey, Laurie. Yeah. I was just chatting to a guy named Clown.
Oh, my God, Clown. He is so pretentious, isn't he?
A bit, yeah. He said he was an experimental botanist. Oh. I'm like, what is that?
I think it just means he grows weed in his cupboard. Do you want to do Mandy?
Who's Mandy?
You're so funny.
Am I?
Come on, let's go upstairs.
She led me to her bedroom, which was full of rugs and throws and books and ashtrays and arty Polaroid photos and the promise of a more bohemian and fulfilling future.
Come, sit on the bed.
Sitting on a bed with your crush, it doesn't get better than that. Or so I thought.
Have you done MDMA before?
the pure, crystallised form of ecstasy, which I had done once before in pill form back in Leeds. But it was a very different vibe from this. That had been more like...
Buzzing me!
Buzzing me!
Are you buzzing me?
I'm buzzing!
Buzzing!
Buzzing. I'd done one pill, which might have been speed, to be honest, or probably caffeine, to be even more honest.
Nah, I took a pill once, but it didn't really do anything.
This is way better. Here, snort this.
Oh.
Stings a bit, right?
Yeah.
Good stuff, though. So, how's Hailston?
It's okay. A bit boring.
Oh, my God. I know what I meant to ask you. Do you know the Bacchanalians?
The Bacchanalians.
It's one of those lame drinking societies that misogynist bellends think represents camaraderie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think I might have heard of it.
Well, get this right. They came to Regent's for a swap with the dumb Regent's berries or whatever.
Cherries.
And they destroyed a statue.
Well, they didn't exactly destroy it.
So you have heard about it?
I think I heard something about it. I think I heard that they just slightly damaged some stupid status symbol statue. It just sounded kind of funny, don't you think?
No, it's not funny. It's a Jennifer Solon. It's called Womanhood, and it's this brilliant representation of the bondage of female creative power under the patriarchy. They deliberately destroyed it because it challenged their power.
I'm sure it wasn't deliberate.
It was deliberate.
Okay.
Sorry. Sorry, I'm getting angry. Spoiling the vibe. Let's talk about something else.
So we did. It was very easy talking to Laurie. I'd quite possibly never found it this easy to chat away to someone, and that could only be because we were basically soulmates.
So what is your favourite type of poetic meter?
I was getting through 6 packets of super noodles
a week.
I've
got 4 brothers, 2 older, 2 younger.
Virginia Woolf's hairbrush.
I grew up in Herefordshire, but then we moved.
My grandfather was a steeplejack.
Oh my God, I love The Office.
I've never met anybody who loves The Office before.
We should hang out more.
Definitely. Your friends are all so interesting.
I know, right?
Like, the people I've been hanging out with at Hailston are pretty lame.
What sort of people?
It doesn't matter. Just, I'd love to be part of your group, you know? Is that sad?
No, it's sweet. Am I chewing my jaw off?
She did appear to be grinding and clenching her teeth and blinking like a child in a TV advert for a very sour sweet. But I didn't find this unattractive. Quite the opposite. Now she seemed perfect, lit by her own brilliance, foregrounded against the soft world.
Bit, yeah.
I was beginning to feel something. A masterful stitching up of the ragged sleeve of care, a rounding of the edges of thought, and a feeling like a kind bomb had gone off nearby. Laurie's looks were apotropaic magic, the strangers in the room were all my bezies, even the lights were smiling. And then...
Should we go back downstairs?
Yeah.
I drifted with Laurie back into the milieu. No longer a person, really, but a lovely little island of consciousness in the laughing river of time. Faces, limbs, and garments protruded from the soft focus world as in a cubist dream of Topshop. Hours flew over. I was cured now of all incompletion. Woe was vanquished. But then, something was deeply wrong. That old feeling of having had and lost some infinite thing, a toy being taken away, your favourite film ending on a Sunday night, dropping your phone into a weird crevice down the side of a train seat, any of those things but 19,000 times worse. You've seen under the bonnet of creation, and you wish you hadn't. No more serotonin.
Liam. You coming down a bit?
I think so.
Me too. I want to lie down with you, but there are people in my room. Shall we go to yours?
In the streets, postmen went like doctors from house to house. The morning was a little yellow, and birds sang anxiously as we trundled cold. On Mill Road, other students cycled by in rowing kit, bound for the river, and the opposite kind of day to the one we were having.
Oh, no, you've got a single bed.
Sorry.
It's okay.
She held me very tightly.
Shall we make a cup of tea?
We made profoundly milky and sugary teas and shambled back to my room.
Let's watch something.
What do you want to watch?
Not sure.
As Laurie hunted for the right show, I set about closing the curtains so completely that the world outside was, at last, completely defeated. This done, I got into bed.
Okay.
Yes.
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 She took off her shoes before getting in the small bed, wherein I spooned her real nice. I didn't know if this was a romantic thing or just a friendly thing or just a come-down thing, but right now it didn't matter. I just knew it was the beginning of something good.
This is nice.
Yeah.
I'm a bit cold. Have you got a jumper?
Yeah, there's one in that drawer.
What's this?
She held aloft my new pink tie.
What's what?
Are you in the Bacchanalians?
I went on one swap.
The Regent swap?
Yeah, but...
You lied to me.
I didn't, I just...
Yes, yes you did.
Look, I'm not gonna go again. It's just because my mate was going. So, Laurie, come here.
Uh-uh, don't touch
me. Please, Laurie.
No, sorry, I'm just really, really creeped out. I'm gonna go.
Please don't go.
But she did. She put her DMs back on and left me, taking what little hope there was left in the world with her. I hurt on a new level. Like when you rip a big bit of skin off your finger and you realise that you have another, like, red skin underneath your main skin. That, but for my very being.
It's so cold this morning, my breath comes out like steam.
I wouldn't sleep now, and the appearance of the tie brought me rushing back to the surface of anxiety and repercussions. I logged into Facebook.
You have one new message.
Dear Liam, I regret to inform you that I have taken the painful decision of letting you go from the society. While the society values the attribute of being able to climb up things, it values even more the attribute of chat, and it was felt that AFSAB is better at chat. Furthermore, we've been attracting a lot of heat because of the statue, and we feel that it is for the good of the society that AFTAB takes your place. We wish you all the best in your future endeavours. All the best, mate, Grobbit.
Laurie had gone back to her friends. AFTAB had gotten into the Bacchanalians while I hadn't, and there I was, sitting in a chair, in my room, alone, refreshing my Facebook feed and observing people do more interesting things that I could never be part of. I clicked mindlessly on my inbox and found a new email from my tutor, asking bluntly where my essay was. Ladhood was written and performed by Liam Williams and starred Kieran Hodgson, Freya Parker, Paul G. Raymond, Al Roberts and Emma Siddy. The script editor was Darren Johnson and the producer was Joe Nunnery. It was a BBC Studios production.